All right.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Winning Edge Sports Network. It's Jay here with my good buddy Cliff. How's it going, Cliff?
Going good, man. How about you, buddy?
Doing great, man. It's great to have you here. This is our first ever wrestling and racing show. Unfortunately, we had a little bit of technical issues. We couldn't do it by video this week, but we will have it on video soon. We'll also have our partner Anthony with us. He's not able to be with us tonight. So, Cliff, what's your thoughts coming into tonight? What you thinking?
Oh, not much, man. Just got done watching Raw for this week, and I don't know, man. It's a crazy time for wrestling, buddy.
I hear you. Okay, well, we're going to start off tonight with our NASCAR report, and this is brought to you by Winning Edge Digital. If you are a young athlete coming up in high school, get with Cliff at Winning Edge Digital. He can get you your tape. It doesn't matter if it's football, basketball, baseball, you name it. Tell him, Cliff, what you can do for him.
Yeah, man. So what I can do is I can build you a website, and we can put all of your stats, statistics, video, and about section of you on the website. So and then all you have to do is send that to a recruiter, and they can get everything in one spot. So yeah, man, holler at the boy.
All right, well, our NASCAR rankings going into this week, as we know, we have the top 12 that made the playoff. Number one is Chase Elliott with 3,040 points. He's got a 3-point lead over Joey Logano, who's in second, who's at 325. Joey Logano's got a 16-point lead over Ross Chastain, the Melon Man. He's at 320 with an 11-point lead over Kyle Larson, who's in fourth. Kyle has 3,019 points, and he's got a 10-point lead over William Byron. And William's got 315 points. He's got a 6-point lead over Denny Hamlin and Christopher Bell, both at 313. And that's with a 4-point lead over Ryan Blaney. And he's at 313 also. Now, at this stage, Cliff, we have four guys that are automatically on the bubble already. That's Chase Briscoe, Alex Bowman, Daniel Suarez, and Austin Cindric. And Cindric, who's in 12th, is only 7 points from the bottom line. So, as long as he has a safe race and some things happen in front of him, I think he's going to have a good chance to link on. What's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, man. I think you're right about that. You're the racing guy, so you know more about this than I do. So, why don't you go ahead and finish it off, bud?
All right. Going into the next race here, Joe Gibbs' team, the Denny Hamlin crew, swapped pit crews with the 18 car. The 18 car was eliminated. And so, therefore, their pit crew, which is rated higher than Denny Hamlin's crew on pit road, will take over the duties of the 11 car. Chris Buescher this past week won the Bristol race and ended a 200-plus week losing streak. So he was glad to get off that that snod. And now we're going to go to our Anderson Speedway points and let you know what happened out at Anderson Speedway this past weekend. We do support our local tracks here at Winning Edge Sports Network, and we wanted to let everybody know about what's going on at Anderson Motor Speedway. This is also brought to you by Silver Cloud Photography. If you need good photography done, go to Silver Cloud Photography. Anderson Speedway, the VS Legends raced this past weekend, and Mitchell Thompson won with Wesley Thompson, his brother, in second. Damian Burdett was third, and Pruitt Flanagan was fourth. As far as the current sports out there, the limited pro stocks, in first place, the number 95 car, Justin Sorrow at 271. Also, the 17 car of Archie Adams is at 249 points, which is 22 points back. The 60B car, which I'm not used to having letters beside the numbers, but I guess that's what they're doing now out there. The 60B car of R.A. Brown is at 220 points, which is 51 points behind. Number four is 18W, which is Jack White. He's at 196 points, which is 75 points behind. And filling it out is Ashton Wiggins at on the 9H car at 194 points, which is 77 points back. So seems like Justin Sorrow's got a pretty good lead going into next week, which next week on 10-1, racing returns to the Super Truck Series out at Anderson Motor Speedway. The Super Trucks, late models, vintage U.S. Legends, and Carolina vintage race cars will be out there. So you definitely want to go out and take a look at the Anderson Motor Speedway. Get used to supporting your local home tracks. Also, we'll be getting some reports from the Greenville Pickens Speedway. And also, we're going to be looking at some dirt tracks, Cliffs, and getting people on these speedways that a lot of people don't get to see, get to hear about. We're going to get some information on them and let everybody know that, hey, there's some great racing going out there at local tracks as well as the big tracks, and they need to go out and support our local tracks.
Yeah, definitely need to go out there and support the boys. I think that's where it starts, is at the local tracks, and like where you live. Yeah.
All right, now we go to our AEW Rampage results. But before I do that, I think what, you know what, we're going to switch this up. We're going to let Cliff go with his WWE results. We want to hear a little bit about what you thought about WWE, Cliff. Of course, Raw was this was yesterday, and we had SmackDown on Friday night. And what was your thoughts on those two shows?
Yeah, so I was watching, just got done watching Monday Night Raw, and it was a good show, man. Sitting here watching it right now and watch Alexa Bliss and Bayley fight it out, and I thought it was a good show, man. You know, ever since Triple H took over with picking the matches after McMahon retired, I just think that the shows have been a lot better. And with Braun Strowman coming back and all the rumors of all the people that have let go coming back, I just think it's going to be really good. I think a lot of people are going to love to see.
What were your thoughts about SmackDown? You had mentioned to me something about Logan Paul.
Yeah, so Logan Paul and Roman Reigns are actually going to have a match trying to remember what the name of that event was.
Crown Jewel.
Yeah, Crown Jewel. And it's going to be interesting, man, how because they're wanting to have two champions going into WrestleMania. So what they're going to do with one of Roman's titles, if they're going to vacate it or exactly what they're going to do. It's going to be interesting to figure that out. So, yeah.
All righty. Well, I'm going to go with the AEW Rampage results for this week. And the AEW Rampage results first match was Darby Allin beat Matt Hardy. After the match, the lights went out, and Brody King came out with his valet, and they destroyed Matt Hardy in the ring and called Sting and Darby back out onto the ramp and then challenged them to a match, a no DQ match next week on, which of course would be this week, on this Wednesday at the show Wednesday night on Dynamite. The second thing that happened was Claudio and Yuta came out, part of the Blackpool Fight Club, and was doing an interview. Chris Jericho came out and interrupted, told him that he was not going to just sit back and watch Claudio be a champion forever, that he was a seven-time champion, and now he wants to be an ocho champion. He wants to be an eight-time world champion. He challenged Claudio at Grand Slam for the ROH world title, so we'll see that match this coming Wednesday night. Also, DeMonte challenged Jade at Grand Slam for Wednesday night. So we'll see Jade finally get back into the ring. Penelope Ford beat Willow in a fairly decent match. Penelope Ford has been doing really well in the ring. I think she's a good talent. Willow still is a young and up-and-coming talent, so it was definitely a match to push Penelope Ford. Ethan Page has really come of age now. He destroyed Danhausen, which, you know, Danhausen is more of a – he's just a jokester. He's not really, I would say, the kind of wrestling person. I thought they was going to keep him with Hook, but now they've moved him around. But Ethan Page destroyed Danhausen. Ricky Starks came out, and he challenged Powerhouse Hobbs and said he would see him in New York also at Grand Slam. So Arthur Ashe Stadium is going to have a lot of big things happening this coming Wednesday night. Make sure you tune in at 8 o'clock. Also, Samoa Joe in the final match took on Josh Woods. Joe, of course, beat Woods. And then afterwards, Tony Nese came out, blindsided Joe. And before the match was over, Wardlow came out and made the save. So it was a very interesting rampage this past week. And, of course, we're going into Dynamite, which should be a very good show. Anything that you might have heard that might be going on SmackDown this coming week, Cliff?
No, not really. I haven't heard anything, any matches or anything yet, but it's definitely going to be an interesting show for sure.
All right. Well, Cliff, we had a pretty good first show. Of course, we'd like to say we had a little technical difficulties and stopping us from doing some things we wanted to do. But I want to thank you for coming on tonight. Thank you for getting this Winning Edge Sports Network started with me. And you have been a godsend. And next week, hopefully, we'll have Anthony on with us. And we'll have a little bit more information about all the different things that are going on. Definitely, we got racing, of course. AEW Dynamite and Rampage will be part of the show. And then, of course, Cliff will bring you some more SmackDown and Raw. And yep. Cliff, anything else you'd like to say?
Man, just it's an interesting time to be a wrestling fan. And especially WWE with Triple H. And yeah, and we'll talk more about it next week.
All righty. Well, Cliff, great having you. Also, don't forget to follow us on Twitter. Cliff, what's those handles on Twitter?
It is Winning Edge SN. And then same thing on Instagram, Winning Edge SN. And then on YouTube, it's just you got to search Winning Edge Digital Network or Winning Edge Sports Network.
Yep, and don't forget to follow us on our Facebook group. And also on Twitter, we have Jake at Jacob's Talk at Canada Clifton. If you need those, just check with us. And we'll, like I said, we'll be glad to follow you back and check for us for all the news and notes. Also, check us on our Pro Boards. And you can find that link on all of our Winning Edge Twitter handles and also in our group. And Cliff, it's been great talking to you, and we'll see you back here next week.
All right, man. Can't wait. Talk to you later.
All right, bye-bye.